Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The catcher, Matt Morello. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Thurman. Batting second. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brent Maine. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting ninth. The shortstop, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pasqua for the out. 1 out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morello hits a line drive for a single. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sosa takes first base on ball 4. Morello moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morello moves to third. 2 outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cora hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eisenreich strikes out. 1 out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cromartie hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Maine and he is safe. Raines steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Raines moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Maine batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Maine hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Pecota hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thurman. Pasqua reaches second base with a double. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Pasqua scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sosa is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sosa hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thurman is 0 for 1 in the game. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eisenreich for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pasqua hits a fly ball towards center. Thurman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Thurman. Thomas moves to third. Pasqua moves to second. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Morello is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Morello takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sosa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota fields it and throws to second for the out. Thomas scores. Pasqua moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive for a single. Pasqua scores. Sosa moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. Cora hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sosa scores. Johnson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Storm Davis now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Cora moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cora scores. Raines moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Maine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Maine is 0-for-1 in the game. Maine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. Pecota hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morello is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morello for the out. Two outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sosa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thurman is 0-for-2 in the game. Thurman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Thurman moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Eisenreich is 0-for-2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a line drive beyond short. Guillen can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Thurman scores. Gibson moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Maine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a fly ball into center field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Mayne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mayne is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayne takes first base on ball 4. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0 for 2 in the game. Pecota hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell pinch hits for David Howard. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thurman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Kurt Stillwell now playing shortstop. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thurman. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Ventura goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Pasqua strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morello is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morello is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Craig Griebeck now playing shortstop. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Eisenreich reaches second base with a double. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Eisenreich moves to third. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 3 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Eisenreich scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.